Turtle Bunbury, a fabulous name.
Thank you very much, Oliver.
So who is Turtle Bunbury?
Who is Turtle Bunbury? My goodness. I'm a historian, I suppose. Yes. A former travel writer who turned into a historian.
Okay.
Raised and reared in County Carlow.
Very good. And a turtle, was there a baptismal font? And we now declare him Turtle.
As to how I got the name?
Yeah.
So there are various stories, but you have asked nicely. My father was quite into his Latin when I was young, and I was the third son, and it is tertius in Latin is third. So when I used to follow my two older brothers into the room, he would count us in primus, secundus, tertius. That's not our names, but tertius landed on me. So I've had it ever since.
That got mangled into turtle.
That got mangled by my two older brothers into turtle.
That's a very sophisticated nickname,
isn't it?
End up with. But there's Latin. I'd say there might be a real story in there. But anyway, that's the nice version. But so you grew up in Carlow.
Yeah.
And I see in the book about the 17th century, late 17th century, you think your people arrived in Carlow?
Yeah, that's when they go. I mean, there was a Bunbury knocking around in Lismore in the 16th century, but they settled in Carlow in the 17th century. And as it happens, a few weeks ago, a clergyman in Carlow directed me to the gravestone of the first of the family, the guy who set the family up in Carlow, which was a 17th century gravestone. So that was pretty exciting.
Is it dangerously close to the Cromwellian era?
It is just after, but they were on the wrong side. They were opponents of Cromwell. They were supported Charles I and all that stuff.
I mean, I suppose, like, clearly, and we sometimes judge accents and surnames and we think Anglo-Irish, maybe not so much in your generation, but maybe in your parents' generation, they may not have been regarded as truly Irish. Perhaps?
Of course, yeah. No, I mean, that's always been the case. I think it will be if you speak differently. I was educated in Scotland, and I lived in Hong Kong for a few years, and I came back with a mad accent. And if I live in America, I pick up an American accent in a few weeks, probably like yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
But yes, I do think that is, that was much more of a case. I think nowadays people are much more open-minded about that sort of thing.
Thankfully, citizen of the world.
Indeed.